I know you getting notified. I know you getting notified. Good morning. Tell me your city. Tell me your state, please. Tell me your city. Tell me your state, please. Where you be? Where you be? Put it in the comment section for me, please. Because you know me. I want to shout you out. Let me see. Because I got all the platforms working. Ungie in the building. We got Lithonia in the building. Jonesboro in the building. What's good? What's happening? Raleigh, North Carolina in the building. We got Maryland in the building. What's good? Happy Thursday, everybody. Y'all make sure y'all like. Make sure you share for me. I'm amped. I'm excited about October. I'm really, really excited about October. We're doing a jeans challenge for October, and I'm excited about it. So how it works is like this, okay? Because this is jean season. You know, we're heading into jean season, and I want you to drop a size. I need for you to just drop a size, get a little tighter, you know, make your waistline a little bit tighter so you won't have to be doing all that jumping around to throw jeans on, laying in the bed, just to throw on some jeans. Now we dropping a jean size, a pant size. So what I'm going to have people do is take a before picture and at the end of October, put on some jeans that's a size smaller. So that's how we're going to work that challenge. Now, if you want to be a part of that, put #6 in the comment section for me. That's going to get you 6 months of my online workout program. We're going to send you some stuff. And again, I'm going to put you on the assembly line to find. So if you got extra rolls that you want to donate to me, I'm accepting all rolls, not egg rolls, but them rolls on your love handles, from your love handles. Yo, pooch, all of that. I'm taking it away. I might do a pooch altar call for those who want to just come to the altar and donate and lay down your pooch on the altar. I'm taking it away. So if you're tired of it and you don't want to walk into 2024 with that pooch and with the love handles, I'm taking that daily away so you can just walk and you can glide into your next event feeling confident without having to or wear all kind of, you know, crazy undergarments that you gotta just have somebody just dig and just tighten you up and just dig. Hold on, girl, hold on right there. I got you. And then you having to, let me just, you don't want to do all that. You can do it the Kenya Fire way. So let's tighten you up. Put #6 in the comments and we're going to send you some stuff so you can get 6 months of my online workout program. And let me give you, can I drop a dime on you? Now, who don't feel good in their clothes? By your hands. If you don't feel good in your clothes, say me, coach. If you don't feel good in your clothes, and it makes you self-conscious, just say, me, coach. Throw your hand up. Hey, Sue. Throw your hand up like this. Just say, me, coach. Okay. Now, if you, one of the tricks I'm going to share with you, one of the tricks that you can use to not only lose weight, but to burn fat quickly. Are you ready? I'm about to drop it on you. Here's the secret. One of them. Work out first thing in the morning. This is a Kenya Fire hack right here. When you work out first thing in the morning, you burn fat instead of burning what you've eaten throughout the day. Think about it. So if I wake up and I eat breakfast, if I wake up and I eat breakfast and I'm doing sausage and eggs, okay, when I go work out, instead of me burning the weight that I'm trying to get rid of, I'm burning those sausage links and I'm burning those eggs. I'm not burning the fat. I'm not burning the weight. I'm burning the food I've already eaten. And so that's why a lot of people get frustrated, because they think that, okay, well, if I work out hard and I do this, that, and other. No, no, no. There's a method to the madness. You got to work on burning the weight that you already want to lose versus adding, burning the weight that you've already added on for that morning or throughout that day, okay? So that's why it's so important. First thing in the morning, make sure you drink some water, because water is a fat flusher, okay? Drink water. And again, it helps you to sweat out all the impurities when you work out. So first thing in the morning, make sure you drink your water, and then make sure you work out on an empty stomach. And lastly, always switch up your routine. Have you ever gone to the gym and you seen a person who pretty much looks the same and has never ever changed, but every time you up in there, they up in there, and they've been up in there for years, everybody knows their name, like Norm from Cheers. Like, hey, Frederica, hey, girl. And Frederica hadn't changed since 1989. I'm just saying, when a different world was on. I think a different world came on at 90. Not sure. Fact check me on that. But anyway, she looked the same. She hadn't changed. So that's why it's so important. Okay, for instance, if you like the elliptical, stop doing the elliptical. Your body has gotten used to the elliptical. Matter of fact, when the elliptical sees you, it says, no, girl, don't hop up on him. Don't. I see you every day. You do the same speed. Try something different. The other machines won't bite you, I promise. Try a different machine. Go a little bit faster. Throw the incline up. Throw the resistance up. Mess yourself up. And then your body will be like, oh, wait a minute. Wait. We're doing a little something different. And then that's when your body changes. Again, a lot of times your body won't change because you're used to doing things the same way, at the same pace, same speed, same incline. You probably listen to the same jams. Switch that thing up, okay? Because again, gene season is coming and I'm going to get you ready. So again, put #6 in the comments to join my jeans challenge. Because I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to have y'all walking around here just ridiculously fine. I'm just saying, every time you walk into a room, they'll be like, girl, what you been doing? You look so good. Ain't that like a good compliment? I'm just saying. So again, put #6 in the comments to join my 6-month challenge. Because again, we're getting you ready not only for the holiday season, but we're getting you ready for 2024. Because again, October is basically here. Then you got November, December, January. The new year will be here before you know it. Y'all know, y'all be booking them trips in December, January, because y'all like living y'all best lives in different spots, and you want to look good and you want to look amazing. But again, the work starts now. So let's go get it. So love y'all. Hey, Val. So love y'all. Have a great Thursday. Again, we don't participate in days. We dominate days. So make sure you dominate your Thursday. Again, I train superstars, and I'm going to help you look like one too. Enjoy your day. Be good. I'm gone.